Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good value, big upside.
Can we do it? Let's see if we can do it. The DA Show, CBS Sports Radio. Jim Rome coming up next. Mraz is clinging to life now as we try to kill him via eggnog, ladies and gentlemen.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
The GO DA impersonation is better than the DA doing DA impersonation. Glad you're with us on a fine Wednesday. Remember, there are so many different ways you can listen to the show, especially on your phone. Simply download the CBS Sports app, or if you use that for your sports news, listen to us there. Also, radio.com is a great place to listen to us. I listen to CBS Sports Radio on radio.com all the time. And also, Apple Music has a very smooth stream. Very smooth. You can also watch the show on any device, including your phone, at watchda.com. How funny would it be if all of these knockoff store brand Sean McVays that got hired this offseason, Matt LaFleur and Zach Taylor and Cliff Kingsbury, all of the guys that are supposed to be the next Sean McVay or friends of Sean McVay, how hysterical would it be if all of those guys, the generic store-bought Sean McVays, flamed, and it was Brian Flores, the defensive coordinator for the Patriots, that stymied McVay's offense? He ended up being the huge hire and the huge winner this offseason. We all know the generic store-bought cereal. It's like you really want Lucky Charms, but instead there's the bag of cereal that has some marshmallow stars and has a four-leaf clover on it. And you're like, all right, I'll buy the Lucky Stars. And like, I know it's not really Lucky Charms, but I'll get Lucky Stars in a bag, a clear bag. That's what all these guys are compared to Sean McVay. McVay is Lucky Charms. All these other guys are Lucky Stars. And Brian Flores, nobody wants the defense this year. But Flores ends up getting hired by the Dolphins after a tremendous performance by his defense, totally out-scheming the Rams and Sean McVay. How funny would that be as a turn of events? The Boston Celtics have won five straight games. They're coming off a win in Cleveland last night, 103-96. Now our next guest is a five-time All-Star. He's a big man, center slash power forward for the Boston Celtics. Not only can play really well down low, but also is one of the good guys in basketball in the NBA. Joining us here on the show is Al Horford. Al, good morning. How you doing?
Hi, DA. I'm doing well.
I appreciate you joining us, big man. And, you know, you guys are on a little bit of a roll right now. How do you feel as a team, momentum-wise, energetically, cohesion, as now we've hit February and only a couple more months to go in the regular season?
Well, I feel good. I feel good about our group. You know, we've had some ups and downs throughout the season. I still don't think we are where we need to be or where we want to be as a team. But we're making a lot of progress. Offensively, it feels better out there, and our defense continues to stay strong.
You know, one of the concerns has been with those ups and downs that perhaps the young guys have not been ready for the pressure of expectations this year or picking up their end of the bargain. Do you feel like that's been a problem with the ebbs and flows, the ups and downs of the season for you guys?
I think that for all of us, it has been a challenge this year, just with all the expectations that we have as a group. I think last year we definitely overachieved, and we were really close to making the finals. And this year, I just think that it has taken time for everything to kind of come together as a group. But I think that all this adversity has actually made us stronger and better as a team, to be honest.
How do you scout the Sixers now that they've traded for Tobias Harris last night?
Man, that's a great player for them. Tobias is, you know, he's a guy that many people may not know about, but can really score the ball, can really shoot it. It definitely makes them better, and obviously it makes it more challenging when you have to play them. Just his ability to shoot the ball, to create for himself, and he's just another more talented player that they have added.
Al Horford, five-time All-Star, joins us from the Boston Celtics. A lot of news has been made about Kyrie Irving calling out the young guys. Then he had to kind of walk it back. He apologized for doing so. Did you talk to Kyrie about those comments?
No, I haven't really, talked to Kyrie about it. I think that obviously, it's a long season. That was an emotional game for us. When he said those things, and as a team, we're moving forward, and we're just trying to play the best way that we can.
Well, you've always been considered a real leader in the locker room. I think a lot of people really respect you, not only inside the locker room, inside the organization, but outside of that. I know in a media standpoint, everybody always talks very highly of you and how you compose yourself and how you act, and so. Leadership is interesting. It takes a different form with different players. Do you think it's the wrong move leadership-wise to be public about criticism of guys that you need more out of? Is it more impactful if you do it privately, which I'm guessing you have done over the course of your career?
Yeah. I mean, I think that, that there's different ways that you go about things. With our group, we have a strong locker room. I feel like guys are we're constantly trying to look out after each other and things like that, and always staying together. That's the key for us. And there's going to be some moments of frustration that happens, and the hope is that through all the adversity, through all the situations that we can be in, that we can stick together and be even better as a team.
You guys will have to rely on young players. It is part of the nucleus of what makes you guys great. And so will you have to align with Kyrie, since you guys are veterans, in how to handle the young guys?
I think that, we have a lot of confidence in all of our players. In any position that it is, any point of the game, we have our guys, as long as everybody's buying in, which that has been the case. We're all buying into it together. We're trying to do the right things, trying to play the right way with one another. And I think as long as we continue to do that, we have been getting better from the beginning of the season. It's been very noticeable. And now I feel like we can take that even another step to get ready for the postseason.
It's going to be an interesting Eastern Conference postseason because the Bucks are so good this year, the Raptors are so good, the Sixers are good, you guys are good. It's going to be really interesting in the East. Al Horford joins us here on the show. Anthony Davis's dad said he didn't want AD to play in Boston because of how the front office treated Isaiah Thomas. What did you make of those comments?
I think that, his dad is obviously looking for Anthony's best interest. I think everybody's entitled to have their opinions and say how they feel, and that's something that they will have to figure out when the time comes.
Does loyalty within that organization worry you at all in how IT was dealt?
I think that we're in a business, that the NBA, it is a business ultimately, and one of the things is that you want to do things the right way. You want to compete. You want to play hard and control the things that you can. And I think that as players, we have to look out for ourselves and our future and the organization. has every right to do the same thing.
All-star Al Horford joining us here on the show from the Boston Celtics. Now, Horford is the first ever Hispanic athlete to join the roster of Built with Chocolate Milk. And chocolate milk, we've all grown up drinking. It's always still delicious. And Al considers this his secret weapon. So what makes chocolate milk your secret weapon there, Al?
Man, chocolate milk is just great for recovery. You know, and really, after a hard game or a hard workout, that's what I drink. It just has, you know, it just has everything that I need, the proteins, the carbs, electrolytes, and all this is, you know, it's backed by real science. So I know that it's legitimate and it has worked for me, and I feel great drinking it.
Al Horford joining us this morning on the show. You can go to builtwithchocolatemilk.com for more information. Builtwithchocolatemilk.com. Al, appreciate the time, man. Good luck down the stretch. Good luck in the postseason. We'll be watching.
Thanks, DA.
You got it. Al Horford joining us this morning on the show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.